It's no secret, ladies and gentlemen, that what we're doing today is probably not the wisest thing that humankind has ever done. Namely, while we know that fossil fuels are quickly running out, we're burning them like crazy. So something needs to be done. And in this respect, the European Union has set certain goals. Namely, they're trying to switch more and more to energy coming from renewable sources and burn less and less fewer and fewer fossil fuels. Now, one of the champions in this respect is Sweden, because already Sweden uses nearly, or rather 25% of the energy used in Sweden nowadays comes from renewable sources. That's already four times above the European average. But the Swedes don't want to stop here. They want to do even better. Selfish bastards. But what they realized that there's a lot of alcohol that's systematically confiscated on the Swedish border. What happens is that in Sweden the tax on alcohol is exceptionally high, so it costs you an arm and a leg to go out for a pint. Now, what the Swedes do is they drive all the way to Germany or Denmark, and when they come back, they come with their trunk filled with nice bottles of alcohol. But despite the fact that all of these countries are in the European Union, there is apparently a certain limit on the amount of alcohol that you can bring with you into Sweden. So quite a lot of alcohol gets confiscated, and in the past, What they used to do was to simply pour it down the drain. And they realized that that's valuable stuff. Why not use it? And nowadays, they are using it. Customs official pretty much confiscate the alcohol, they separate it from the container, and they put it all in a huge tank where they mix it with water. So it's wine, spirits, beer, all together, and diluted a bit with water. And on a regular basis, a tanker comes and ships that mixture to a plant located 200 kilometers south of the capital city of Stockholm. There, in huge vats, this mixture of water and alcohol is poured over an absolutely disgusting broth of human waste and animal remains collected from slaughterhouses from all over Sweden. It's heated up, and it generates biogas, no less than 7 million metric cubes last year. And this is later liquefied or used as such, and it's a valuable source of energy. There's lots of buses, cabs, municipality vehicles of all sorts, even trains that run on biofuel in Sweden. And actually in Sweden, if you own a green car, you even get cash in hand from your government. They had a program in that respect, let alone the fact that you can park pretty much anywhere without having to pay. And that's a tremendous advantage in any country. But like I said, the Swedes are very, very ambitious. And by 2020, they want to become the first oil-free country in the world. Now, this is the Swedes that we're talking about. They usually put their money where their mouth is. But we'll just have to wait and see, won't we? Thank you.